Remember Colin Powell? The former Secretary of State has been conspicuously silent about what to do in Iraq. But over the weekend, he broke his silence on CBS's Face the Nation. Powell was asked about one conclusion by the Iraq study group.
I agree with the assessment of Mr. Baker and Mr. Hamilton. It's grave and deteriorating. And as Secretary Designate of Defense Bob Gates said at his confirmation hearing, we're not winning. So if it's grave and deteriorating and we're not winning, we are losing. We haven't lost.
Joining me to discuss the impact of Powell's comments is Ron Elving. Ron is NPR Senior Washington Editor. Hi.
Hello, Madeline.
Well, first off, have we had any reaction from the White House to the remarks by Colin Powell?
Yes, presidential spokesman Tony Snow was ready for this morning, and when it came up, he said, well, Secretary Powell was making the same point the president's made all along, which is ultimately the Iraqis are going to have to accept responsibility. And he quoted that portion of Secretary Powell's remarks that you just played, but not all of it. He only quoted the part in which Powell said, we have not lost. He omitted the part in which Powell said, we are losing. So they have essentially refused to accept the idea that Powell was positioning himself against the administration on this.
But isn't he doing just that?
It's hard to read it any other way. He's calling the fighting a civil war, not once, but repeatedly and deliberately, and explaining why that contradicts the White House position. He's also saying, of course, that we are not winning. We haven't lost yet, but we are losing. He has said that the army is stretched to the breaking point in terms of both equipment and people. And perhaps worst of all, from the White House perspective, he's agreeing with the Iraq Study Group assessment that this situation is grave and deteriorating. And he's doing this at a time when the president is pushing the Iraq Study Group away, implying that he, the president, agrees with critics who call it the Iraq Surrender Group.
Well, I noted earlier that we haven't heard a lot from Powell over this. So how has he felt before he made the statement today?
I think what we're getting now is the closest thing we've heard yet to a final declaration of independence from the Bush administration by the former Secretary of State. We remember all the way back when he was Secretary of State, we had indications that his thinking was different on Iraq. It was widely reported that he had said, if you break it, you've bought it. And that was in a warning sort of sense about going in there. In Bob Woodward's book, State of Denial, we see Colin Powell delivering a very powerful warning on Iraq at the point of his departure from office about 2 years ago. But he maintained silence in public for years. And then in the past year, with respect to handling of prisoners, torture issues, he said the U.S. was in danger of losing the moral high ground, which was pretty strong stuff at a time when the White House was pushing for a free hand on detainees.
And I think a lot of people remember his strong speech at the United Nations right before the war began. So is he perhaps looking toward his place in history?
Well, there are going to be those who will say that he's got a new book coming out or that he's looking to start a speaking tour or that's what's going on here. There may be those who say he wants to revive speculation about a presidential candidacy, although he has shown no interest in that. And, you know, there are a lot of other pretty obvious reasons for Colin Powell to be speaking out like this, in part because today we are swearing in the first new Secretary of Defense in 6 years, and because the situation in Iraq has continued to deteriorate, and in part because of the Iraq study group, which has brought some of his own longstanding issues with this war to the forefront, and because, as he himself said, this is the critical moment to either retrieve this situation from the abyss or begin the process of getting us out.
And Ron, do you know what his relationship is to the new Defense Secretary, Robert Gates?
I think they've had a cordial relationship in the past, and I think that he's willing to give Gates every support.
Ron Elving, NPR Senior Washington Editor, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Madeline.